Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God. Will you pray with all your power while we try to preach the word? All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Brethren, pray and holy.
Hello and welcome to Preaching Time. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from Good Fight Baptist Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me this afternoon to hear this message that I have, or this teaching that I have for you. And I pray that it's a blessing and a help to you. Amen. All right, so last Sunday, what I started was a series on the seven dispensations. The seven dispensations, and I gave a background on dispensationalism. So today, what we are going to do is we're going to look at the very first dispensation in the Bible, and this is the dispensation of innocence. The dispensation of innocence. All right, so I'm going to try something today that I've never done before, and I'm going to try to put my e-sword up here on the screen, so all you all that are watching can see it on the screen. So give me a minute here, but let's go to Genesis 1:26, because that is the very start of the dispensation of innocence. Okay, Genesis 1:26. Let's see if I can do this. Hey, amen, praise God. All right. Genesis 1:26. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So that is the beginning of the dispensation of innocence, and a dispensation of innocence goes all the way to Genesis 3 verse 7. I'm not going to go there right now, but I will shortly. This dispensation begins with the creation of Adam in the garden. Right, he was put there innocent. The reason that Satan attacked Adam through Eve is because of Lucifer's fall, which we'll see in Isaiah 14:12-14. All right, let's go there real quick. Isaiah 14. Verses 12-14. All right. "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. So you see the five I wills there? So Lucifer falls, and let's see what happens here. All right. Now, in Genesis 1:26, I want you to notice some things there. First of all, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. So Adam, man, was created innocent. All right. He had the image of God. You see, God is a Trinity. Right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So man is a Trinity. Body, soul, spirit. Okay? Now, notice something else here. Our image. You can see the Trinity right there, right? Now, God gives man dominion. You see, Lucifer had dominion. You know, when he gave those five I wills, there is only one place that he could be to say that. He was on earth. And he had dominion. But when he fell and gave those five I wills, God took dominion away from him. And then made man, gave man that dominion. And so Lucifer or Satan attacks Adam through Eve. And you'll see that here in a minute. Now, look at what God gives dominion to man over. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. There's something there that you do not see. The firmament. Space. God did not give dominion of the firmament, space, to man. But what does man want to do? Man wants to go up, right? Just like Lucifer, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Man's up there in space looking for life. Talking about living on Mars and all this other stuff. Got rovers up there on Mars. God's not going to let man live up in space on the planets. At least not yet. Man's already corrupted the earth. They start living up there in other planets in space, they're gonna corrupt the universe also. Right? So this is the Edenic covenant, right? And its purpose was to fix the problems created by Lucifer's rebellion and fall. Now, I already mentioned about the body, soul, and spirit. Now, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verses 15 to 17. All right. Look at these commands that God gave the man. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." And then verse 17. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Verse 16 is positive. "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat." Now, there's one word there that I want you to notice. Freely. Okay. Now, verse 17 is negative. "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." God is saying, don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or you're going to die. Surely die. Now, pay attention to that. Surely die. Then what we have is God puts Adam in a deep sleep, takes one of his ribs to make the woman. All right, let's go down. "And the Lord God caused," verse 21, "and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof." And then verse 22, And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Think about this. Do you love me enough to die for me? Think about Christ on the cross. And he gets pierced in his side. Now, sin is not imputed where there is no law. Romans 5:13. The only law that Adam and Eve had was to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And they failed. So that is the test. Now, God put the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden and tells man to not eat of it. That's the test. All right, now, let's go to Genesis chapter 3. And starting in verse 1. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Let me stop right there because I want to say something about that. Many, many, many folks believe that that serpent there is a snake. They believe that. But that serpent is actually Satan himself. Remember, Satan is a dragon, a serpent. Right? He was a cherub. He was the covering cherub. And then he fell and he became a dragon. Alright? Now, so he becomes a dragon. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, oh, look at that. Did he go to the man? No, he didn't go to the man. He went to the woman. The commandment was given to man. So he goes to the woman, the weaker vessel. And look what he says. Yea, hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He's questioning God's word. Is that really what God said? I don't think so. You better think about that. Yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? See the question mark. He's asking the woman. Now, look what the woman says. And the woman said, in verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden. There is something that is left out there. Eve gets confused about what God really said, and she leaves out a word. And the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden." What did she leave out? She left out the word freely. Freely is left out there. All right, and then verse 3. Let me go up here. "But of the fruit of the tree, which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die." There's a couple things there in that verse. Did God give a command to not touch it? No, he did not. He commanded to not eat of it. And then, did he say, "Lest ye die"? Lest means possible, could be, maybe. Lest ye die? Is that what God said? That's not what God said. God said, "Ye shall surely die. You eat of it and you're going to die." So she took away from God's word. She added to God's word. She changed God's word. All because of confusion. Satan had her all messed up as to what God really said. And man has been doing that ever since. That is why we have so many perversions of God's word on the market today. And all those perversions, they cannot say the same thing. They can't say the same thing because of copyright. They copyright God's word. I don't know how you can copyright God's word, but once you start messing with God's word and changing it and added to it, take it away from it, it's no longer God's word, it's man's word. Amen. Now, verse 4. "And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die." Uh-oh. What's happening here? Satan is calling God a liar. "And God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." So now, Eve wanted that knowledge. She wanted to be her own God. Little G. Now look what happens. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. You know, Eve wanted that knowledge. She wanted to be her own God. Remember 2 Timothy? What does man do? Man wants all kinds of knowledge, wants degrees. You know, when I joined the Navy, my first, I don't know how many years, maybe say 13, 14 years of my career, we didn't need, if we were enlisted, right, we didn't need a degree. But around maybe my 14-year mark in the Navy decided that in order for an enlisted person to move up in rank, all right, they had to have a degree of some sort. And I didn't really like that idea, but nothing I can do about it. But remember 2 Timothy? Ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what man is doing. All right. And when the woman, let's read verse 6 again. And when the woman saw that a tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, if Eve would not have doubted God's word, she probably would not have fallen. God's word, my friends, is to not be tampered with. All right? You'll see that Proverbs 30, verses 5 and 6. It's pure. Psalms 119:89. Revelation 22:18-19. Could it have been that Eve was standing too close to that tree of the knowledge of good and evil? And so now, Eve was tempted. She was tempted with the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15-17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that's in the world is lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Christ was tempted with those three things, right, in the wilderness. So now, because of Adam's sin, man is no longer born in the image of God. But Let me back up there a little bit. Why do you think why do you think that Adam did not confront God or go to God and say, God, we're being tempted by the serpent to eat of this tree. What should we do? How come he didn't go to Eve and say, Eve, God gave us a command to not eat of that tree, and we will not do it? How come? Could it be that Adam loved his wife more than he loved God? He wanted to please his wife above God. Could that be? Now, because of Adam's sin, man is no longer born in the image of God. Adam ate of that tree, he lost the image of God. You say, how did he do that? Well, God said, in the day ye eat thereof, thou shalt surely die, right? So, Adam, when he ate, died spiritually that day. Remember, man has body, soul, spirit. He died spiritually that day, so now he lost the image of God, and now he is only two-thirds man. He's not complete. He's not a complete man anymore. He lost the image of God. And you'll see, I'll show you. Let's go to Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And we'll start in verse 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam. Why their name? That's Mr. and Mrs. Adam. In the day when they were created. Now pay attention to verse 3. And Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. So Seth was born in the image of Adam, in his own likeness, right? Now, Adam's sin, because he sinned, sin came into the world. Sin is imputed to us because of Adam. Now, John chapter 3. I'm not going to go there, but John chapter 3, Nicodemus goes to Christ. And Christ tells him, ye must be born again. That spirit needs to be made alive. Amen. The spirit needs to be made alive. And today, in this church age, how does that happen? At the moment of salvation, the Holy Spirit comes inside of that person. He baptizes them into the body of Christ. He performs a spiritual surgery. He cuts away that soul from the flesh, so that the flesh does not, or the soul does not suffer the same consequences as the flesh. The flesh is condemned back to the ground. It's wicked. It's evil. Right? And then he regenerates that spirit. And you hath he quickened. Quickened means made alive. That spirit is made alive again at the moment of salvation. All right, now let's go back to Genesis chapter 3. All right, let's see. Verse 6. Now, verse 7. This is where innocence, the dispensation of innocence, ends. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. They are no longer innocent. So they sew fig leaves together, made themselves aprons. Why did they do that? They were trying to cover up their sin. That is a type and picture of self-righteousness. And you'll see later on that God will judge those aprons as inadequate, and he makes them coats of skins. Now, what had to be done? I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I just want to ask, what had to be done in order for God to do that? Blood had to be shed, right? An animal had to be sacrificed, killed, to make those coats of skins. All right, so they tried to cover up their sin, no longer innocent. Now, sin demands judgment from God. Remember, he's a holy God. He's a just God. So sin demands judgment from God, and we're living in a day when preachers will teach God is love, God is love, God is love, God is love. But they don't teach about his justice, him being a just God. And so we will see that coming up in our next dispensation. All right. So that there is the dispensation of innocence. So I want to thank you so very much for being with me today. I pray that this message was a blessing and a help to you. I pray that it helps you to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. More learning about the Bible. Amen. So please continue to pray for me and my family, for the ministry that He's entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.
Then He'll call us home to heaven. At His table we'll sit down. Christ will gird Himself.